Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
From Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hey guys, so we are doing a special episode of Drinking and Podcasting featuring our friend, Demario Jackson. Ooh. What up?
What up, what up?
What up, D? So... We had a little like a viewing party because my friend Devin is on The Bachelorette and we thought he was getting sent home tonight, but he did not. So he is still on the show. And whenever he does get sent home, I don't know when that is, he'll be here. But in the meantime, Demario was here watching the show and just like
wouldn't stop talking.
He was yelling.
I'm loud.
I mean, like, I had to shut the door.
We had to shut the windows.
It's hot in here.
So no. I was like, okay, well, Devin can't do the podcast yet. So we're just going to have Demario on it because he's not going to stop talking. So anyways, I think, you know what? I might ship you two.
Wow.
What's shipping you two mean?
What does a ship
Wait,
mean?
Do you remember when my sister and Justice shipped us at Disneyland?
I do remember that.
Wait, what does shipping mean?
Aw, Janet, that's cute. Like come on, you're younger than me.
I literally don't know what that
like,
means.
You know, like, okay, you know if you, like, stan someone?
Oh, yeah.
And if you ship two people?
Oh, we're, like, in a relationship?
No, like, it's like, I'm like, I'm all about this. I approve of this. Like,
you co-sign it.
Yeah.
You know when you go to the lot, get a new car, somebody, yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll see where this podcast goes.
We'll see. They are drinking. I am not. I'm getting my body ready for a second round of freezing my eggs, which we have a funny story about that I'll get into
also,
in a bit.
I am going to for morally.
Morally. okay, as she's been drinking.
I, for moral support, once you do start freezing your eggs, I am going to stop drinking and sleeping with anyone, even though I'm not right now.
Yeah.
For moral support.
Really?
I'm going to tell people we're freezing our eggs.
So you're not going to drink when we go to Palm Springs tomorrow?
I mean, I have like White Claws don't count.
Yes, they do.
I don't know.
They
those do. Are
it
water.
Counts.
That's seltzer
if
water.
I ask Dr. Gadir, oh, does a White Claw count? It absolutely counts.
Okay, I'll have two White Claws tops. That's
however,
good moral support.
During this process, I am allowed in moderation no more than twice a week, a couple glasses of wine or beer. And a White Claw is made with beer, I believe.
It's like less than 5%
it's not,
alcohol, I think.
Yeah, but I feel like it's not like a malt liquor. Like it's actually, it is a flavored
oh, it is,
beer.
It's defined as beer on the
yeah,
label.
So I can also, probably still have a couple of those, but once I start injections, I can't have any at all.
And you were really good about cold turkey last time. You
yeah.
stopped the day the doctor told you and you just...
Yeah, and I decided
it.
That day was today. We had Gay Pride this past weekend. I was just in Miami for Jackson Brittany's Bachelor Bachelorette party, which we will also get into.
We had Palm Springs weekend followed by a hate message that we have to cover also.
Yeah, we have
a lot of topics today
to get into.
We don't like bullying over here.
No, we don't. But, you know, before we get into all of this, there was something that I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Is this the other podcast?
Yes.
The murdery one?
Yeah.
We're here for it.
Okay. So I know you guys love podcasts. I love, like, I feel like there's something wrong with me, but obviously there wouldn't be these television shows if people didn't watch them. I swear, when Shay and I were together, our DVR, you would have thought we were plotting to kill each other. It was like Snapped and Forensic Files.
Investigation
and
Discovery.
ID Channel. That was my shit.
Yeah.
Yes. So I love all that murdery stuff.
So
it's weird, but yeah. So there's a new podcast. It's a new true crime one. It's called 22 Hours, An American Nightmare. It's about a murder that took place in Washington, D.C. So there was a family and their housekeeper. They were held hostage, dude, for 19 hours.
Oh God.
No.
But then they were killed.
Oh.
Yeah. And the murderer set their mansion on fire.
Ooh, I love when rich people get killed. It's so much better than when poor people get killed, you know?
No.
No.
People get killed,
no,
it's
Janet.
Bad.
No, it's
bad
so much
bad.
Better when the rich people but, die. Ugh.
Okay, but seriously, you guys, like, no, you'll be shocked, like, when you hear all of this, like, what they went through during those 19 hours, and, like, you're not going to believe how they found the guy. So,
I'm,
no, I'm not going to ruin the ending. I'm not going to ruin the ending, but all I will say is pizza crust.
What's the podcast name?
It's awesome. It's 22 hours.
Okay, 22 hours.
An American Nightmare. So keep an eye out for a special sneak peek, an extra episode this week here on Shenanigans with Janet Elizabeth. And if you guys can't wait, you can download 22 Hours in American Nightmare now on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. And there will be new episodes every Monday.
I'm going to download it now and I'm going to listen to the most recent one on our drive to Palm Springs.
Perfect. Yes. We can all listen to it together.
I love that. I love yeah.
Palm
shit.
Springs.
Yeah. Yes. So...
awesome.
All right.
Which Palm Springs, I feel like we've been there so much lately, which has been awesome.
I love
it's
it.
It's the ultimate bachelorette pad.
It really is.
Although nobody has christened your house yet.
No one has. There have been a lot of people there.
Dun,
we've had
dun,
a lot
dun.
Of parties, a lot of drunken nights, like leading up until the egg freezing mm-hmm. stuff. Nobody, honestly, okay, we were there a couple of days ago with Sheena's mom. I had to ask her, I said, Erica, have you and your husband...
oh my
RVO.
God, Janet. I'm Ron literally Bandolfin. Like earmuffs. I'm like, no. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
You can take your headphones
know.
Off for this one. I was like, Erica, have you guys done it in the house? Because if so, you guys are the only ones that christened. She said no, but she made a face. So I feel like maybe they did.
DeMario enters the chat. Let's go christen that.
No. Okay. Are you coming tomorrow?
I'm thinking about taking off work, you know?
He just looked at his non-existent watch.
This is the Apple Watch. Marina Del Rey, mostly cloudy.
What did you think? It was a Fitbit?
I know, a Fitbit. No, this is a real
deal. He
checks
his Fitbit. Yeah, I'm off tomorrow. Yeah.
Well.
You know, I'm thinking about going. Like, you know, we should have some Coachella fun.
Well, shit, then I'm going to have to invite someone because I got to christen that house before someone else does.
Okay, I have to say, the most recent time we were in Palm Springs, pretty much the main thing that dominated it was... when you got that message, and it was probably my fault, but when you got a DM, a hate DM, I couldn't let it go. I let a lot of the shit go. It's
yeah.
hard watching people hate on your friends, for real. Mm-hmm. Like, when people say really hurtful, horrible things to your friends, it's hard not to immediately tweet back at them and just be like, you're a bitch, you're horrible, you should, like, go to hell, whatever. This one... I couldn't ignore, and I couldn't let you ignore either.
No, and I saw it a few days prior and I'd screenshot it. I sent it to Janet. I sent it to my sister and I was just like so fired up and I'm like, we have to do something about this.
Can we read the message out loud? I think.
Yeah, I'll read it. And my sister was like, no, it's a bad look. Don't do that. And
don't
I was
give
like,
attention to the haters. Give
you know,
attention to the lovers.
Exactly.
You have a lot of
and
lovers.
I don't ever want to feed the trolls, but this one was just so
it's
vile.
Different. You can call somebody fat, ugly, whatever you want. When you tell someone to harm themselves or kill themselves, it brings it to a whole nother level. And it's not okay.
So if you guys didn't see my Instagram story this weekend, I saved it all. It's the first highlight on my page. It has like an X and like a, it's like a no bully highlight. So you can see the message and some other ones that I got. But okay, get this. Tomorrow, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Listen to this. You have got to be the most annoying and unworthy Vanderpump Rules cast member. For starters, you can't keep a man and have trouble keeping up with the little that do see. What? Keeping up with the little that, oh, probably that we do see like on the show, whatever. You will never get married and have kids, let's face it. And even then, you'll be far too old to have kids at 45.
Are you 45?
No, I think she means that I won't find love for 11 more years and I'll be too old to have kids.
Well, guess what? I love you a lot.
It gets better. You should stick to being a mistress and effing married men because that got you so far. As I see it, you should just overdose and do everyone a favor. Next time, tell your parents to pick a real name for their children. Every time I say it, I laugh. What a joke.
Can I just butt in?
Yes.
So 2 years ago today, my life was what I thought was in shambles. Right?
Today, literally?
Today, like literally today.
Holy shit.
Like this is like the anniversary. And it's something that, at the time, I didn't know that my life was going to change. I didn't know that all of the madness and...
This is Bachelor in Paradise,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is Bachelor in Paradise. Yes. And I consistently speak out on like this. So I've known Sheena prior to this, before the show, before any of this. And it was hurtful for me when I would see family and friends in her comment section talking shit to her. And I know her personally.
Yeah.
And it just... We have to do better as people.
That's, I think, the overall message. Do better. And we got a lot of we. You got a lot of DMs responding. Not a lot. I would say a very small percentage of them. But saying, hey, you shouldn't give this person attention. And if you draw attention to this, they might get bullied in return.
Yeah, it was like 2 out of every 100. But I'm like, okay, here's the thing. First of all, like, yes, I did. I tagged her. Because someone like that, I felt like, you know what, this actually deserves to be called out, but I'm not just going to be like, oh, here's this bitch, everyone go be mean to her. Like, no, I want her ass reported? Absolutely. Do I want her account removed? 100%. But I put it out there because I wanted to bring awareness to cyberbullying, to suicide prevention, because literally I want to actually look up the statistics and see what the percentage, like the suicide rate is. But I know with kids these days, like, I mean, I think it was
this is a personal cause to you. I know
yes.
You and I have both lost friends to suicide. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
It's not funny. I know you have really thick skin because you've been in the public eye for a little while. People have called you, I've seen posts where people call you too skinny and too fat in the same post.
I
know that you have thick skin and that you've learned how to deal with haters, but there are other people out there who are weak, who don't get a lot of hateful messages, but one message like that telling somebody go overdose, go kill yourself, that can put somebody over the edge. And I think drawing awareness to the haters like that and saying this message and saying stuff like this is not okay might prevent that person from sending another hateful message or somebody else saying, oh, I'm not going to tell somebody to go kill themselves because if I do, I might get put on blast.
Yeah.
They might then not put that hate out there to somebody that's weak and might actually follow through with, you know, what they're being threatened with.
However, instead, homegirl sends me another message today saying, thanks for all the free clout, heart.
That's fine.
I'm like, okay.
Before that.
Okay.
So when Sheena first sent me this screenshot of this girl's message, unfortunately for this girl, I had just taken a little bit of Adderall, which I'm prescribed, so it's fine. It's fine.
Shout out to Adderall, by the way. The homie.
Shout out to Adderall in my career. But I had just taken an Adderall. All of a sudden, I get this screenshot from Sheena like, you're not going to believe this message I got today. As soon as she sent it, I was like, I went in. I was like, I found this girl's mom, sister, family, job, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I found all of her information, phone number, address, everything. And as much as I badly, because when somebody comes from your friends, it hurts. It's like personal attack. I wanted to put all of her information on blast. I wanted to tweet out her phone number, like ruin her life. And then you and I talked about this and we were like, we'll be just as bad as her if we do that. So we're not going to do that. But now, after she says thanks for the clout, let me know, girl. I might come for you, girl.
I just think that people need to realize, if you're listening to this, just because a person is on a TV show or just because a person is like a movie star or just because they do music, that doesn't mean that they don't have feelings. Right?
We're still people.
You're still a human. To this day, I still receive like random hate mail of like, not even because whatever you think, it's because of like the color of my skin or because if I date a Mexican or a Chinese or a white woman, and it's from like a black person or a white person. So just because you see people on TV doesn't mean that they don't have feelings. Like, we cry like you, we get depressed like you, we, you know, it's a very, yeah. It's sad. And I feel bad as like a brother of Sheena, somebody who like literally like loves her outside of this crazy world that we live in. Like, it pisses me off. I come and kick it with her. I'm like, yo, like, this makes me angry. And it's mostly from like women bashing other women. That's what I like. It's very, it's like, you're too fat, you're too skinny. It's like, why would you say that? That's like the worst thing to say about like, especially like a person who like gives so much. She opens up her home for Christmas parties, and I begged her to make enchiladas before I came over here tonight. Like, literally, I was like,
it is not happening.
Like, oh, like, she's like, I'm not making them. I'm like, what if I get 85% on a Instagram poll?
There's four of us here. That is a meal for minimum 10 and 3 hours in the kitchen.
But I know you're not going to like accept this brag, but you are one of the most kind, generous human beings ever. When I first moved here, you were you showed me the ropes of LA. You took me under your wing. Most people don't do that. You had nothing to gain from being my friend.
You helped me through a depression. Believe it or not, when we first had reconnected, you helped me. I actually talked about you to my therapist because you were the first woman that I can honestly say since like the Corinne incident that I've actually like opened up to and like loved and had love for. And I even said that when you were like, you ghosted me. I'm like, I couldn't be around you because I legit liked you. And it was very hard for me as like Bachelor Nation fuckboy or whatever. Like, I have feelings, and I like was falling for you in a way, and I didn't know how to address it. And I told my therapist, like, I mean, I haven't felt anybody like this except for like Corinne, and like I don't know how to feel like this. So it sucks when I see you get bullied and this and that, because you're like the total opposite. I love you to death. Like, and you're literally like my homie for life.
Thanks.
Like, love
and
you.
The things that people see about you are short, you know, edited version that's boiled down to the extremes of your life. And I just don't think that's fair to...
Yeah, the whole, like, I'm so sick of people, and this may sound petty and whatever, because there's way worse
Be
things
petty.
People say.
Let it go.
But I'm so sick of people saying I'm desperate for a man and I can't get a man. If y'all knew my roster right now, you would not be saying that. It just isn't on Vanderpump Rules. I actually do have somewhat of a private life, and the person or people, whoever I am sleeping with, aren't on the show, nor will you ever see them on the show.
And
Adam was that was just an extenuating circumstance.
And people don't have to be if they want to sign up to, you know, to be
and
on.
At the end of the day, like, live your life. Like, why are you worried about always, like, it's always weird because, like, the haters are the ones who, like, consistently Google search you. They like your pics. They they always like they're the ones, they're the reason why you're popping. I always see like those, let's ban the Kardashians. We don't want, but like you're sharing, you're retweeting, you're posting.
You're
it's
thinking
like,
about them.
You're the reason why these people are popping. So if you don't like Sheena, don't talk about her.
Exactly.
A lot of us love her and we all go talk about
her. That's what I typically respond to the haters to. I'm like, and you follow her, why?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, unfollow is the top right button. You go to her page, you click unfollow, and you don't have to see his stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Bye.
You need to send these haters some of your enchiladas, right?
Hi, Carol. We're done with you.
Yeah, like it's always like Maggie from Minnesota who's like
Mom,
hating in
yoga
the comments.
Lover, Christian, mother of
always,
two.
Always a fucking, but I shouldn't say fucking and Bible in the same sentence. Uh-huh. There's always a freaking Bible verse like in their, like their profile. It's like a picture of their dog or a baby or something. And it's like proud wife, loving mother. Da,
the minute
da, da,
I see a Bible like verse, it's either going to be a hateful message or some woman sliding in my DM trying to cheat on her husband.
It's so like hypocritical. It pisses me off. So if they have a public profile and I see a photo of their children, I go and comment on it and I say, I will pray for your kids that they don't ever get bullied like you're doing to me. Set a better example.
Good
be a better person.
I like that.
You know, and like, I'm not going to, like, fight back and be like, fuck you, you're fat, you're this. No, I'm just like, I'm going to say
you're
pray
better
for
than
you.
Me. I remember when my PR gave me the right to be able to clap back.
Yeah.
You're better than me. I would give me, let me have your page for a week because the stuff that I see, and Janet's a lot like me. She's, like, fiery. She's feisty. Mm-hmm. She's, and that happened to me. I would post something with you and I being friends for years.
Yeah.
You're with Sheena? Yes. What? Like, why would you... What do you know her? What do you watch a TV? I know her personally. She opens up her home. She's the she drives us to Disneyland. We're all drunk in the back seat. Like she goes above
we
and beyond
sleepovers.
For her friends.
Also,
we have sleepovers. Yeah.
I mean, when we talked about this in Palm Springs, I feel like we had a heart to heart about it. And aside from, you were like, I'm not going to post this. I don't need to. Like you were over it yourself. you and I both talked about this though and decided there are so many people out there who get these messages and end up following through with it, and it's not fair. And
no.
You needed to post this and share, especially like anti-suicide or suicide prevention links.
Anti-bullying
links.
And by the way, that was dope. I don't follow any of the, I know friends in real life. I don't try to. And when you posted that, it made me angry. But at the same time, it was dope because you were like, let me turn this negative into a positive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that was dope. For me, it's like, how can you, and you would, and like, just because I know you, so I'm biased, but like, you could have went about it a totally different way. Hey, go follow her, send her hate mail. No, yeah. But instead you had, like, you turned a negative
into
a positive.
That's what I wanted to do.
That was dope. Of course. Yeah. You and I are the same.
And I had my mama claws out and I was like, let's fucking go for this bitch. And then I was like, no, you're right. You have too much love for the world.
Yeah, because I think initial reaction would be like, if I was gonna put her on blast, to be like, oh, this sad human needs prayers or like something mm-hmm. like that. That does nothing. Yeah. No. And that's why I was like, you know, I'm not gonna post anything. And then just coming off a weekend of pride filled with love and just celebrating love and equality and all of that, and then like this message just like resurfacing and like you bringing it up, I was like, you know what, I do need to say something, because there are a lot of people struggling out there with depression. I've been there. I've lost someone to suicide. This is not something that should ever be taken lightly. And for someone so disgusting to say that, it's just like, do you have no soul? And then to be like, thanks for the free clout. You're an evil, disgusting human.
Totally.
And I'm not even going to wish bad upon you. I hope you get help. Yeah. And I hope you find happiness.
And since then, you got flooded with DMs of people saying, thank you. I've been there. I've been bullied. Like, you're the
boy. I
actually,
I
want to read this one.
Yeah. Please do.
It's also on my highlight. I'm not going to say her name, but she's going to be in LA next week. And I would love for us to take her to dinner at Sir and meet her. She said, something like this happened to me as well. And I almost ended my life because of mean people who thought they had the right to. Something I struggled with and still struggle with is I have to face going back to college in August. I thought the worst of me. It was so hard and I'm still working on myself, but this is part of my story. So I just wanted to reach out and say that you inspire as I watch Vanderpump Rules, because you speak your mind and you do stand up for yourself and you don't let anyone get to you. And then I messaged with this girl for a while back and forth, and I'm just like, that shit breaks my heart. Like, there was, oh my God, I have to read this other one. This other message I got today, I shook is an understatement. Like, I had goosebumps. I was cringing what this woman said to me, that someone sent her about her daughter. Let me find this. Where did it go?
I just want to say really quick, everyone struggles with depression and suicidal thoughts or anxiety or one of the pieces of the things at some point in their life. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. And the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, if you ever need it, is 1-800-273-8255.
I've called it like literally 2 years ago today. My buddy Eric Bigger sent me the Trials and Tribulations, and I had 50 people out front of my house and TMZ and all these crazy articles. And I literally called my best friend Ryan and talked to his, you know, daughter who was 1 year old at the time and FaceTimed them. And that's the reason why I didn't take my life, is because I want to be in my goddaughter's life. It was like probably it was nuts. And to see friends go through that, I always say I'm very strong myself, and I don't even know how I got through it with friends and family. But it just makes me mad because I'm I'm like the friend protector, and you see friends who you know in real life. So,
but I love that we can all be here today and talk about it and be open about it and be like, it's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Not at all.
To reach out and get help when you need it. No. It's like having the flu for your brain. I always say that.
I like that.
It's like having flu for the brain. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. It comes and goes. Own it. Get the help when you need it. And if you don't need it and your friends do, support them. Tell them it's okay. It will get better.
I wish that the friend of mine who we lost to suicide, literally the week that it happened, had reached out to me, and we had dated, and long story short, it didn't work out because he felt like he wasn't good enough for me when he was more than enough, and it broke my heart. But the week leading up to his suicide, he had reached out to me. And I was already with Shay at the time, and he was just like, I'm so depressed. Like, my life would have been so much better if things worked out with you, and now you're in another relationship, and like, blah, blah, blah. And I just didn't think anything of it. It's like, yeah, like, I mean, I say I'm depressed, and I have struggled with depression, but I didn't realize what level that was on.
It's harder to recognize the signs, which is why I feel like you, it's great that you use your platform to put it out there, because there are going to be more and more young people that are going to start recognizing the signs and be there for people. I mean, you can never blame yourself when somebody else takes their life. It's a very sad thing. But I also think anything we can do to prevent people from sending and spewing hate into the world so that less people have to experience it and have those thoughts, the better.
Absolutely. I can't find... Oh, here it is. Oh, my God. This message, you guys.
This killed me.
So someone reached out to this woman who... I mean, it looks, first of all, doesn't mean shit. But this woman and her daughter are both beautiful. They have piercing blue eyes. They're gorgeous looking duo.
I saw their pictures. They're gorgeous.
So this person who has a fake account, they have like no followers. It's clearly someone who knows her personally, doesn't like her.
So much
sends
easier
her
to
this
send
message.
Behind the keyboard.
Like your little, listen to this, Demario, you haven't read this yet. Your little girl looks like a creepy pedophile pervert. Please don't reproduce another little girl. It is not fair to them to have to grow up looking that way because of you. Poor kid. Let's hope she grows into it, huh? Because there's no way you don't see where I'm coming from when you look at her. Or she said when you look at it.
And here's
didn't even say her.
Here's my thing. Like, why would you...
I'm cringing again. Like, I have chills all over my body.
And this is exactly why I feel like I encourage you to put this on your platform, because people get messages like this all the time and it needs to stop. It's not okay.
Yeah.
We all need to do better.
It's one thing that I mean, I even just especially after all of this and just seeing the like overwhelming amount of not overwhelming in a bad way, just like the amount of messages that I got from so many of you just sharing your stories with me. And it's, I wish I could literally just take the entire day tomorrow and read and respond to every single one, but there's hundreds.
I think that we just have to remove like ego. We have to remove like how we might feel about a person from a show. Like for me, I'm a big sports fan. Like I love sports. Right. Mm-hmm. And Kyle Lowry had a crazy shot the other night that he missed for the finals, but I would never go to his page and talk about his children or make a fake account.
No.
Like, let's just leave it at that. You don't like Sheena because she said XYZ on Vanderpump or on Vanderpump. Cool. That's fine. But like,
talk shit at home and with your friends while you're watching the show.
Also,
could you imagine creating a fake account? Like, I would never like, and I'm not, a fake account? Like, what?
Also, have both of you have been in the public eye for a while. Have anybody ever come up to you in public, in person, to your face and told you hate?
Here's the funny thing. It's different. So when Corinne and I were like, you know, when we were out and about, we would get nothing but like the craziest amount of love.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm out
you
with
you too.
I think that we hide behind that mask of hate. We hide behind that mask of like that we know that I can create a fake account and go, hey, Sheena, I hate you. But then you see me in person. That was my biggest fear when I was in therapy, is that I'm 6'4", 200 pounds with 5% body fat, and I'm a trained fighter. I like legit train, like my whole family. My biggest fear was if somebody comes up to me when I'm in public, when I'm with my mother or my father or significant other or whatever, I'm going to harm somebody. That's my biggest fear. But I've never received that. And that just proves that people are cowards and they hide behind.
Absolutely.
The keyboard.
I, again, challenge anyone who wants to come in and say what they say to me on the internet to my face while I'm working at Sir.
I would love
because
to
it
have
doesn't
this,
happen.
The hater girl
Please.
On the podcast.
Oh, I would love it.
I would love it. Just, you know what?
We're not going
to
say her
say it
name.
To my face. No, I'm not giving
no,
her
just,
any more clout as
I would
she
love,
says.
I would love just to hear, like, what... How is she hurting? Because I found out through therapy. Shout out to my
like,
therapist,
I want to get her help.
Exactly. Because it's something that's rooted in her to where she sees in you. And it's like a, like you know, like the bounce back, kind of like the bouncy mirror, like a, what was it, Us or whatever the movie. It's because I found that out. I used to ask my therapist, I would read her, like hateful emails. And my therapist is like, this person's hurting. So I would respond back. I would go, hey, thanks for saying XYZ. I hope that you're having a great day. How's your daughter? I see that picture. And it's so funny because people were like, oh, my daughter's great.
Wait,
how are you?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, there's so many people. I know I saw it on Twitter, and I started doing it on Instagram when I was receiving hate, as I would turn that negative into a positive.
Uh-huh.
I would always go, oh, Sheena, thanks a lot for calling me a black monkey from Africa. Hey, I'm not from Africa. I'm actually from Vacaville. But hey, your daughter's graduating from college. Tell your daughter congratulations from DeMario.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
Oh, shit, he's a real person.
Thanks.
Yeah.
He's not just an internet TV.
And you're like, oh, person. And then all of a sudden you start to kind of see that, turn that frown upside down. And I turned so many like haters into like, oh, well, and to this day I have people that are like, yo, I started off hating you. Then I loved you. Then I hated you again. But now I love you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and it all started with just like love. And like for you, what you're doing, it's great because it all stems from like people are hurting. So mm-hmm. you're getting people love and, you know, it's, thank you.
I just, of course, I just cannot imagine what it feels like to be someone like that who has to go to sleep every night with like that much like hatred in their heart.
Agreed.
And anger. Like,
you know what I think we should, the three of us should make a pact for right now? If that girl has the audacity or strength to reach out to us, reach out to me. I'll see the DM. Mm-hmm. I don't have that many followers.
I've blocked her, and I
think she blocked me because yeah. she's a coward.
I'll reach out to her.
Well, here's the thing. She blocked us all, blocked me, you and Devin and my mom yesterday, then unblocked me to send me a message saying thanks for the free clout, and now I'm blocked again.
She's
so I just blocked
her
back.
Changed her username a bunch of times.
Four
but
times.
If this girl has the wherewithal to reach out and the three of us make a pact right now that if she reaches out, we'll pay for her therapy for some
absolutely 100%.
I would definitely do that 100%.
If you're listening,
100%.
Girl, I'm we will happily
team
pay for your therapy.
A
really yeah. good therapist who will help you get rid of that anger in your heart and mm-hmm. become a better person and fill the world with love instead of hate.
Yep. By the way, shout out to therapy and my therapist. She's the homie. And I'm a strong, I didn't know here's the thing. In the black community, it's frowned upon. You do not get help. When I went on this TV show and all my stuff happened and family members found out that I was going to a therapist, it was like, black men don't get this and we don't do this. And ever since, I've been in therapy for 2 years, 3 days from now. And shout out to my therapist.
Aww.
And seriously, it's the greatest thing because I feel like that a lot of times we don't understand that we're hurting. Deep-rooted things, childhood, certain things that you realize, like, you know, yeah, like it's nuts. Things that I saw as like a child that you don't realize. And then all of a sudden, like I have reverse mommy issues. I found out to where my mom and I are too close. And I want every single woman to be like this.
Is that my problem? I'm just kidding.
It might be.
I have no daddy issues. I have an amazing dad. I have an amazing mom.
My therapist told me, she goes, you and your mom are too close. And you put every woman on that pedestal and you expect for them to be like this. So Janet, you got to like change that.
Wait, can we talk about how I'm your aunt?
Yes. Let's talk about Aunt Janet.
This is the best.
I think
we've put the bullies on blast enough.
Yes.
I don't want to make this entire podcast about that.
And I want to talk about pride too, because we had such a
pride
weekend.
I want to Andy Cohen switch gears here. And let's turn this into a little more positive.
I just have to go through our messages, but
good luck.
At some point, like about 2 years ago, met DeMario through Sheena, we were all out one night having a great time. And before this message, the only thing that we had exchanged on text was like, hey, it's Janet. Hey, it's DeMario. Cool. Like, let's like all link up soon again. Where is it? Is it gone?
Oh, you probably.
Well, because it's been over a year, so your message is probably deleted.
So anyway, okay. I do family dinners every single Sunday. Believe it or not, this asshole has a heart, and I have family, and
I have
friends.
You're not an asshole.
I know, but I have family and friends. So my grandmother, my dad, my aunts, my uncles, we do family dinners. So obviously, I have an aunt. Aunt Janet, Janet Jackson,
nobody
not the real
has,
Janet.
Nobody has like a normal like friend.
Oh my God, I never even thought that your
below.
Aunt's last name
yes,
was Jackson.
Aunt Jackson. Yeah.
Aunt Janet
so,
Jackson.
Oh my God,
I
realized that.
So I had just landed and it was like on a Sunday. What was it like? 8, 9?
What's funny is I also had just gotten off a plane probably with Sheena from somewhere. And I turn on my phone from airplane mode and I see this message. It's DeMario. And I'm like, huh, we've never texted before. It pops up and it says, hey, I'm running a little bit late for dinner. I love you. I'll see you soon. And
like
I responded
that.
Like, huh?
Just double tap question mark.
And you go, you're not my Aunt Janet.
Yeah, because it's like Janet. And then my, like, so it's been like an ongoing thing for like the last like 2 years where.
We're going to have to cut that out if we're shipping you guys.
I kind of like it though. Based on kind my of porn incestual history.
Oh, weird. No.
Yeah. Ew, what do you watch?
Don't you know the number one most searched porn history on Pornhub every year is stepmom.
No, I do know
aunt,
that.
Stepsister.
Yeah, a friend of mine was in a porn, and it was like, no, I was not, Janet.
Were you in porn?
No, I wasn't. I had a topless scene in a television show a long time ago. Don't Google.
I technically was in a porn.
Anyway, no, one of my friends from Vegas,
I'm alone in this one,
turned porn star, and one of my friends from Sur who came out to see my show, like, we all hung out, like, with my friend in Vegas who's now a porn star. I'm not going to say his name.
I think I know who this is, right?
Yeah, of course you do.
Okay.
And so we're out a couple months ago, and he's like, Sheena, I got to show you something. I was like, what? And he goes, it really killed my vibe the other night. Like, I was trying to watch some porn, and then I see this person who we know very well, and I was like, oh my god. But it was like dad screw whatever it was something incestual and daddy or schoolgirl or I don't know.
I like that.
Anyway, we're not going to turn this into a porn
okay,
podcast.
Wait, I feel like this is a good transition into Pride. Can we talk about how much effing fun we had Pride? On Pride weekend? This is my first LA Pride. It was the most fun I've ever had in LA.
It was an insane weekend. It was so much fun. The parade went on for, I don't even know how, I think I was in that car for 4 hours. I was dumb. I had my hair cornrowed and I did not put sunscreen on my scalp in the parts. So
you're going to have
my
like
scalp is sunscreened. It's like it's sunburned.
Burning.
It. Yeah. Like I was getting like a head scratch the other night and I was like, ow, 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 ow. Like it hurt.
I must not be a very good kisser since that's what you remember most about Pride.
No, not the head scratch.
You remember our kiss?
Oh, Janet. Okay.
I love this.
So, you know, spread love. Make out with everybody.
Sheena and I have been best friends for 2 years. We have never made out until this weekend.
No, but I think Janet only made out with me because she was jealous I was making out with someone else.
I was a little jealous. I'm not gonna lie. I was a little
You're
jealous.
Like, what about me?
Wow.
So I mean, then we made out.
You can have other best friends, but I mean, if you're going to make out with your other best friends, why aren't you what about me?
I don't know. I didn't think I was your type.
I didn't think you were either. And then suddenly there we were.
Yo, I want you guys to see beaches. How much I'm smiling right now.
Pina colada in hand. Hey, honestly, don't get any ideas.
I think I also maybe kissed 7 of our gay guy friends.
Okay. I also did make out with one of my like good gay guy friends, Logan.
I love Logan. But yo, that's Beyonce.
And
I love Logan. Happy birthday,
we
too.
Love Logan.
Yes. Love Logan. But there were also a few other girls. And it just, you know, everyone was just kissing everyone. It was just spread the love.
I've never seen more people like in the streets. One, I've never seen more people compliment other people. Like everywhere I walked, someone was like, I love your outfit. You look gorgeous. It was so filled of love. I literally said, I was like, if they have a straight pride parade, I hope all those conservatives have to go because that would be a punishment compared to this.
Dude, did you see all of the haters that had like the sign saying like gay is sin and like all that? We were I lost my, I always lose my voice. You guys know this, but I was literally like screaming at them. We're like, fuck yeah.
But
like,
why would you do that?
Just
Sunday,
they do it. They do it every pride.
I kept saying, I was like,
the
these
AIDS
guys
walk
showed up.
Pride. They're all there with their sign saying that gay is a sin. And it's just like,
here's my
what
theory.
Is wrong with you people?
Here's my theory,
let people
you guys.
Live their freaking life.
The guys with the signs are closeted gay.
Yeah.
They want to check out the booties. Cause like literally all of gay pride, I kept thinking like these men are all so fucking hot and I can't.
They
do anything
are.
With any of them. They all have these high tight asses that are in booty shorts.
Even tomorrow, I was like, yep.
The haters.
All my gay homies' bodies are better. I'm like, bruh, like, you're bad.
All of the straight haters up. With the religious pitchforks that showed up at Pride, they had to show up there because they were afraid their other like church members were going to recognize them. They just were there to see the booties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
These dudes are all like closeted freaks. You see it. You read these articles.
It's like, dude, you're in WeHo. Just suck
come
a
out,
dick,
bro.
You're
yeah,
good.
Come out, bro. Look, we're all here. We're all about, here's the deal. Love, positivity, all that other stuff. Come here, you'll grab some shorts, go into Tom's and
put on a thong, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Love whoever you want.
Love is love, guys.
Love literally is love. Like love. Mm-hmm. Love, love, love.
It was such a fun pride. I will say though,
suck a dick. If you want to suck a dick, suck a dick.
I did love to. At first, I didn't get it because it was a long weekend. But our theme was beach, and it was Sir Beach Club, and I was like, wait, that's so lame. That's like, you know, copying the Lohan Beach Club. And they're like, we're not copying, we're trolling. I was like, oh, I like that because our show is better than theirs. And they tried to say that theirs is better than ours. And look whose beach house is closed now.
Oh,
true.
Shots fired.
Yeah. So,
okay. So I also am super impressed that you managed to make it to Pride and do the parade and go out and do all the Sir stuff right after you did Miami weekend. How was Miami? I gotta know.
It was so much fun. Literally, like, we all put on, well, I didn't. I had a veil and like
I can't believe she almost got you in a wedding dress.
Almost. But no, I don't think you guys will ever see me in a wedding dress again.
I think we will.
I don't. But we all like dressed in like all white, like everyone's in like wedding dresses. I had these like bloomers and like a lace thing. I was in my undergarments with my veil.
It was
a look,
big,
you know,
over the top 80s tacky.
So over the top.
You could have worn anything else. It was like, it had like pearls in it. It had like multiple layers.
Yeah. So we're like going around Miami, like at clubs in these wedding gowns and stuff. And you'll appreciate this, Demario. So we're at the club and I look over and I see this guy. And then I like make like one of the like security guys who was with us. Like I look at him and I was like, wait, do you see what I see? And he's like, yeah, freaking Melvin Gordon. Just in the middle of the club. And I'm like,
Melvin.
And of course I look like this right now. And he just kept staring at me and I'm like, hi, big fan. They're like, go ask him for a photo. I'm like, first of all, I don't ever ask anyone for a photo. He is one of my favorite Chargers players.
I was like, who's Melvin?
Shout out to Melvin Gordon. Yes.
Killer.
Yeah. He's number 28.
I don't know who anybody is.
He's amazing. But he's so funny. Did you see the thing he did a few months back with his Uber driver?
No.
It was like whenever they were in the playoffs. They were somewhere on the East Coast. Who were they playing? I forget. Somewhere on the East Coast, whatever. It was an away game for us, obviously. And he was in an Uber. It's a video that's like went viral. And his Uber driver was like talking, like not talking shit about the Chargers or whatever. But he was like, he just kept like going. He's like, oh, what about that Melvin Gordon? He's like, oh yeah, like he's all right. And like he was like, at the end of it though, he told me he was joking. I was like, and he has personality. He was like, I'm not going to like go up and holler at you. You can come over to me even though I look like this.
Well, Melvin, if you're hearing this, holler.
You guys didn't talk.
No, I just like kind of gave him like a little smile and a wink. And then I just like did my thing.
So were the bride's outfits the first night you guys went out?
Yes, that was the first night.
How many weird comments did you guys get or people asking you what the hell was going on?
Well, I also, because, you know, I'm having to be sober now. So that was like my last week. I was like, okay, we have Miami, we have Pride. I will, in my moderation, drink a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so the first...
You gotta do shots with Brittany.
Yeah, but the first two nights, I mean, and also Lala was there, you know, she's sober now. And there's just a part of me that has like, just that like, I don't know if you call it a soft spot, but just I like sympathize with people who struggle with stuff like that. Because I know when I do have to go sober, and I'm not an alcoholic, I don't have to go sober for those reasons. But I do know when I am, like, especially, you know, when we're in this group of friends, like filming a television show, it's hard to stay sober. So I told her, I was like, you have a sober buddy this summer. Like, I'm freezing my eggs again. And I just like, I felt guilty. I was like, I can't drink. Like, she needs some. Can you guys stop? They're like all over each other, you guys. This is making me low key uncomfortable.
Besties.
No. Okay. I'm telling a story.
It's Aunt Janet.
Save it for after the Aunt podcast. Porn. Oh my God. Aunt get porn. A room. I wish I you could see that. This. I'm going to Snapchat them if they Aunt do this porn. Again, like low key.
Besties. We're good.
So anyway, I wanted Lala to have a sober buddy. So the first 2.5 days in Miami, I didn't drink at all. The last day,
wow,
Kristen and I had a pool day with the guys and I was like, fuck it, let's get drunk. And then Brittany's like, are you going to do shots with me tonight? And I was like, yes, I have to. I had to do one night shot.
Impression voice. Also, I saw a picture of Kristen topless on the beach.
I took that photo.
Girlfriend looked good.
She has the best tits I have ever seen.
I've always thought
they're natural.
Dresses
a perfect,
that she's worn. Like, if damn, girl.
If I ever get fake boobs, I'm just going to take her to the doctor with me and say, do that.
I need that.
There, it's a full
I want
C.
These.
I mean, she posted the photo. You guys can go check it.
What did she put over her nipples? Like
little suns.
Oh yeah, suns.
But I mean, laying down flat, like you and I with like our like small B cup on a good day, we're like double A cups. But like if we lay down flat, it's like nipples on a chest.
Oh,
Kristen has
on a board.
The best boobs that just perfectly sit up when she was laying flat. And I'm just like, fuck you. As I'm taking all these photos, I'm like, God damn, you look so good. But
I think I saw some paparazzi photos of you guys taking pictures.
There
of
was
topless.
So much paparazzi in Miami. Like we don't usually get that, especially in LA. No one gives a fuck. But like it was all over Miami. Like when we were in Australia, they were stalking our Snapchat.
I had my first
who even
person
follows
me
on Snapchat still.
Remember that? I got off the plane and they're like, "Are you Janet?" And I was like, "Am I in trouble? Am I being arrested? Did you find the weed pen in my bag? Is that what's happening?"
That's me 100%.
Oh, and they're like, "Are you Sheena's friend?" And I was like, "I don't know if I should answer this, but maybe."
Yeah, but. Yeah, so I mean, I was sober for most of that trip. The last day, I did let a little loose, but I'm now, again, fully sober, no weed, no liquor. I will occasionally, like, of course, at Jackson Brittany's wedding, I'm going to do a champagne toast. I'm going to have a little bit, but that's okay, per my doctor. So until then, I'm just, you know, going to take it easy.
Will you remind people, too, you did the first freezing round. You got 9 eggs. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so we got 12, but only 9 were mature.
Okay.
And some people will be like, oh, my God, that's amazing. That's 9 babies. But it's like, no. Once they're fertilized, genetically tested and all of that, even say that there are 9 perfect embryos. That doesn't mean through in vitro that any of them are going to stick. You know, so I just, as someone who honestly right now is fine not having kids, I'm fine being single, traveling the world. If I'm in a relationship, I still want to travel the world. Like, I don't need a child to complete my life.
Amen,
however,
sister.
I do know that when I was married, I did want kids. Mm-hmm. And I do know that if I do get into another relationship with someone who really wants kids, this would be a regret of mine. Say I meet the love of my life at 40 years old. And I'm like, why didn't I do that when I was 33? I had the money. I had the time. I had no reason not to. Why wouldn't I do it?
It's like an insurance policy pretty much.
Exactly. And so I did it. And my, as I had discussed a few months back on my podcast, my AMH levels, which I can't even think of what that stands for right now, but it's your fertility levels. But for my age should be between 1.4 and 4.2. And I'm only at a 0.28. So that to me basically is like infertile. And if I were to try and have a baby on my own, it would probably be really difficult. I've been on birth control for like 20 years. And I think that that could have been one of the causes for having such low levels. But the fact that I got 9 was amazing. But my doctor was like, you know what? I do recommend doing it again because you never know. And like, okay, let's say, what if I want 2 or 3 kids? You know, I can always get a gestational surrogate. Look at Kim Kardashian. She's on her 4th kid. She's only been pregnant twice. Like, it's possible. People have kids so much later in life now. It's possible I could be pregnant with my own, like MJ at 45. Gretchen's 40. She's pregnant. You know, I mean, women are having kids so much later in life, but I just did not want my eggs to get any older.
Totally. And it's an insurance policy. And you had, I know you got some backlash for this and a lot of love for it, but you had a really good first time experience freezing your eggs. I went to one of your doctor's appointments. And
you almost passed out.
You were getting all these shots. I was supposed to be there for moral
support.
I was
so confused.
And I was like, hold on. I need ice chips. I'm going to faint. I can't watch this anymore.
I never forget when Sheena's like, it's like a guy's day and Sheena's like the fucking DD like driver for us like lunatics. And she's like, oh yeah. And mind you, like I can honestly say I don't know about any of this land. And Sheena's like, oh, I'm freezing my eggs and da 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 da. And I went to her freezer. Like legit, like was like, where they at?
Ass.
Like, where they at? And she's like, oh, and she
thought they were in her freezer at her apartment.
No lie. I was thinking, I was like, I don't want her ice to touch the eggs. And like she like gives me like a Moscow mule or something. So I'm like, Sheena, what's going on? But she was so like, it helped me as a guy. And I always tell this story of like just telling people, and people are like, oh my God, I didn't know that.
I thought Sheena froze her own eggs.
Legit,
in her freezer.
I didn't know what it was. She's like, oh, I'm thinking she's just like, and just like, and throwing them into the freezer, like a little ice thing.
It's not how biology works.
No.
Cute.
I thought it.
But
But shout out to you for doing that.
Yeah, so
wait.
I'm going
to
do it again. And in the in-between time, I did get back on birth control. I'm now off it again, which is just like totally like messing with my psyche. I literally yesterday had a full, like I felt so bad for Devin yesterday morning. I don't know why he's still friends with me. I freaked out and I'm like, I didn't know what was wrong with me. I'm like, did I just like party too hard this weekend? And I'm just like, now I'm like going into that, you know, like
hangover.
Sunday scaries, but yeah. Like on a Monday, you know,
the worst.
And I didn't realize what was wrong with me. And then today, boom, Mother Nature comes to visit again. I'm like, bitch was just here last week.
But also, shout out, never be late if you're meeting Sheena somewhere. That's
don't
the number one.
Don't
way
be late.
To piss her off.
No
punctuality.
No, Sheena's one of the few. I have like probably like 400, 500 unread text messages. She's one of the few people. It's like my grandmother, my mother, a few aunts, not even my father. When Sheena texts her back, because then she'll send that second one like, hey, like it's like you don't want to get on Sheena's bad side with texting.
No, you don't.
Like. She's very, and like you don't want to because she normally has like food and like drinks at her place.
Yeah.
So it's always good.
Lunchables, mozzarella.
Capri Suns.
Always.
Capri Suns. And what are they called? String cheeses.
String cheese. Always. But yeah, so I've just been like, my body's been a little out of whack. I'm going to start hormone injections hopefully right after the 4th of July, depending on all of my levels. But I think just for me, I mean, I'm single and yes, you know, I'm safe, but I think it's still smart to be on birth control, even though it's affected my levels. I am off it right now, but I will get back on it. And this is something that I wanted to talk to you about, Janet.
Awesome.
Because I think now that you are single,
I am. I'm
you
really
should
single, guys.
Get on birth control.
Pray
I know you're
me.
Always safe, but I do think you should get on birth control. And I know I've talked to you about this before, but it's called Simple Health.
I'm so bad at going to the fucking pharmacy every month. That's the
Here's
thing.
The
I always
thing.
End up taking them 10 days late and I'm always like bad at it. That's why I don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you don't take it every day, it doesn't work.
No, but with Simple Health, you can get your birth control prescribed online and delivered to your door.
Oh.
So you don't even have to go to the pharmacy.
Okay, that would actually save me and that would actually make me take it on time.
Yeah, exactly. So it's so much easier, especially it's like, I mean, for me, like whenever I have to go to the pharmacy, if they're going to like, sometimes they talk a little too loud or whatever. And it's like, I mean, birth control, it's, I'm not
like,
embarrassed to pick
that
up.
Do you have any questions about your birth control?
You know, but it's like, and then
it's
someone will recognize me and yeah. It's just like, it is a
like,
personal
no,
thing.
I'm not having sex. I'm a virgin. I'm fine.
Saving myself for marriage. They're like, bitch, you're divorced.
Yeah. Okay. I only did it that one time.
But just so you guys know, and Janet, with a Simple Health, you just fill out a form. You don't have to go to the doctor. It is literally so easy. You do it all online from the comfort of your own couch. It's,
can you just send me this link?
Yes, I'm going to. So best of all, it offers affordable care regardless of insurance.
I love that.
Yeah. So they do accept insurance, and luckily birth control is free with most insurance plans, not mine, but most, which I don't understand. I pay a lot of money for my insurance and it's not free, but
what is birth control? How much does it cost?
Mine is $75 a month.
What?
Cheaper than a kid.
That's true.
Cheaper than a kid.
Yeah. This is probably way less.
Yeah. But you pay absolutely nothing to use this service as well monthly. So for those without insurance, pills start at about like $15 a month, which is still super affordable, but also delivery is free for everyone.
That's the thing for mm-hmm. me. I can't get my ass out of bed to go to CVS on time every month.
Yeah. So the prescription's usually about $20, just depending on what type you guys have. But my listeners can try Simple Health for free. Just go to simplehealth.com/Sheena or enter the code Sheena at checkout.
When I'm ready to start dating again.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say one more thing, that this isn't like a replacement for routine evaluations. You still need to go get your paps, get checked, but it is a better way to get birth control. And just, again, go to simplehealth.com/Sheena. Give it a try. Thank me later.
Love that.
Yeah. So.
So much easier.
Mm-hmm. But
okay, now that we were also were talking about you're not drinking, I just remember
yeah.
you guys are going to the MTV Awards.
Oh my God, on Saturday.
Are you
going
to have a a drink there? You're
no.
Sober.
Okay. No, I'm going to be sober because for Father's Day, oh my God, I'm so excited. Nice. You guys, RVO, my dad, will be on Shenanigans next week.
Dude, I don't know if you guys saw, but when we were in Palm Springs last week, first of all, Ron Van Olfen, Sheena's dad, is the secret star of the show.
These are also highlighted on my Instagram. There's a teddy bear and it's a picture of Riley. At the very end of it are my dad's White Claw and Coors Light ads.
So basically you're in the pool at Sheena's Palm Springs house and all of us are joking about how we're secretly sponsored by White Claw, which we're not. We were just making White Claw fake ads where we were just literally making stupid Instagram ads. And Ron did
he
the
was
best
so good at them.
One. I'm obsessed with him. He's the secret star of the show.
Yeah.
I love Ron Van Olfen.
This is going to be so much fun.
So we're going to do a Father's Day podcast.
Yeah. So we're doing drinking and podcasting with RVO again. I will be sober. I'll let you drink for that one, Janet. Okay. I appreciate wanting to stay sober with me. But for this one, you got to have a Coors Light. And it's Father's Day. So got to crack one open.
Crack a Coors with Ron.
Definitely.
I'm so excited for that. But MTV Awards, you're going to be sober for?
Yes.
Tell me what you guys are nominated for something?
Yeah, the Reality Royalty Award. And for some reason, Kardashians are not nominated.
What?
I know. So we have a really good shot here, but it is the MTV Awards and we're up against my boys on Jersey Shore. So.
Oh, you guys, no offense to them.
I'm bummed. Pauly's not going to be there. I'm like, what, do you have a residency at Dre's in Vegas? Like, you can't come to the MTV Awards?
Do you know what you're going to wear yet?
I think I'm going to do, similar to my reunion look. I have that dress in black, a blazer dress, but I'm also getting it in, like a neon green, yellow, super spray tanned, cool hair.
Have you ever been to the MTV Awards before?
Yeah, we were there last year. We were nominated.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I wore like,
I do remember that.
It was like a nude jumpsuit that people either loved or hated, but I'm like, if Beyonce wore this, you'd fucking love it. Wouldn't you? But because it's me. No.
You know what? They even hate on her. That's like how bad haters are. Like they even hate on.
There needs to be a t-shirt that says even Beyonce has haters.
Seriously?
Right?
You need to make that.
I'm going
to
make
that. Hashtag even Beyonce has haters.
That sounds like a rant that would be on DeMario's Instagram and Twitter.
Yes. No, seriously. Like even Beyonce. Wow. Think about that.
Even Beyonce has haters.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts to even think about. Like what?
But a reason why I'm not going to use that as one of my moderate drinking days is because if we do go out to Palm Springs Saturday night, obviously I'm going to be driving.
True.
So the only thing I will say about driving to Palm Springs in my Ford is it is a gas guzzler.
You know, like, you can stop at exit 111 and go to the KFC buffet on the way. It breaks up the drive.
I love how you know all of the like.
I'm a fast food junkie.
Yes, me
too.
It's
my thing. I love fast food. I should be 300 pounds.
Yeah.
There's a KFC. Okay. Shout out. This is not a fucking ad. There is a KFC buffet on the way to Sheena's house in Palm Springs.
Janet knows where every buffet in Southern California and Ohio is.
Exit 111. It's $8.99 for all you can eat KFC. All the sides, all the desserts, and you can ask them for any chicken. Again, this is not an ad, but KFC, if you're listening and you want to sponsor us, I'll do it for just like three free buffets.
Facts.
Throw me three free buffets.
Can that be our
3 years of free buffets?
Can I take you on like a date to
KFC?
Oh
my God, you guys, I'm so good.
It will literally cost more to drive there than it will for the buffet. Oh God,
anything for you. I got you.
Anyway, back to my car, the gas guzzler.
Yes.
So when we go tomorrow, I'm not driving. Because and the thing is,
what do you get, 12 miles a gallon?
Probably. But I mean, from Marina Del Rey to Palm Springs, and it's a full tank. So I do love my car. And it's so dope. I got it wrapped and all of that. Like, it's a great road tripping
car. She got that matted black, you know.
But it's not good on gas. And it sucks. So I was thinking, I don't know if I want to do it yet, but because I have my Z still. Mm-hmm. And I have my Ford. And I love it. But now that I bought a house in Palm Springs, I don't know if I maybe need to get something with like better gas mileage. Mm-hmm. So I know you guys have heard me talk about this before, but True Car,
love them,
is where I'm going to start looking in case I do want to, you know, trade in or sell or whatever. But if you guys go to True Car, you just put in your license plate number and all of your car details pop up and you just like answer a few questions about like navigation or moonroof and just boom, you can watch as they bump up the value. So
they tell you how much your car's worth.
Yeah.
Right?
No, literally, like you already know what it's going to cost you and you'll know how much like it's going to cost your wallet. But also, when you guys are finished, you'll get a true cash offer in just minutes. And you can take it to any local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So,
you know what? Maybe I should trade my car in since I still am really bad at getting gas.
Yeah.
Electric.
Oh, my God. You should. Hit up True Car. Get a car that plugs in. We'll find a place in Palm Springs that you can charge it to drive us back.
I won't need any more gas lessons from Sheena. When I first moved...
She didn't know how to pump her own gas, you guys.
I did. I could have done it. But in California, the gas thing sticks in your car and I can't pull it out. I don't know if it's because my arms are too scrawny, but every time I go out and try to pump my gas, I'm there yanking the thing. It's like when two dogs have sex and they connect and they can't like attach. I think about that every time I get gas.
Oh my God.
I try to yank it out and I can't, and I have to go inside and get the attendant and be like, can you pull the gas thing out of my car?
I'll teach you how to pump gas.
Can you pull it out for me?
Help me pull it
out. I'm pretty good with the gas pump.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to send them to their room.
Send us to the gas station.
I can't even like smoke myself to sleep. I can't drink myself to sleep. I'm just going to soberly go watch the new Black Mirror with my girl, Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
If you guys haven't seen the Ashley O episode, definitely go check it out. It's so good. I've already seen it twice. I'm about to watch it a third time. And yeah, is there anything else you guys want to add?
Stop bullying. Really, it hurts. It hurts.
Stop.
It's no coincidence that I'm here on the 2-day anniversary of when you guys started.
And you didn't even know we were podcasting tonight.
No, I came over just to I haven't seen you guys. I legit. Yeah. Oh, and I sent Sheena a very nice birthday text. And she,
DeMario.
And I, no.
Don't make me feel bad. I never miss messages. I respond
literally.
Too quickly to the point where.
It was the bestie. I love you.
She didn't respond.
No. And then we started talking a few weeks later and she's like.
I feel so
and then
bad.
She hits me
I don't
with
know
like the.
How I missed it.
Here's the thing.
I don't
if
know
I didn't
how
know
I
you,
it.
I would have been livid. She goes, oh my God, I mixed your text. And I'm like, but I couldn't be mad because, you know.
Yeah.
I literally sent that out of my heart. I love her to death.
He said, I love you. Our friendship and great times. You're dope, loving, caring, and a fucking boss. Happy birthday. Love you lots. Stop fucking with fuck boys. Get you a fuck zaddy.
Yes.
Thanks for coming to my TED talk.
Yes. Fuck zaddy.
You didn't respond.
And then, here's the thing.
This is in the middle of my birthday. We're in Palm Springs. I had people installing TVs in the wall. I had seven people there. You were there. There was a lot going
on.
No
lie.
That day.
You know when you send something and then I was delivered. And I was like, huh.
You're like, Sheena always responds within 5 seconds.
I'm like, always. And then I just was like, all right, I know she's busy. But then she hit me with when you're not interested in the guy, you're like, oh my God. She's not interested in me.
Shut
Sheena
up.
Doesn't love me.
I said, I was like, so then a couple weeks later, I'm like, hey, I was like, oh
did
my
I
God.
Miss that?
How did I never see this? I'm like, double tap, heart, extra heart.
Livid.
I will say that weekend, I think you had 9 people come to try to hang out.
I did.
One TV
we had,
in your marble.
We had Summer House in Palm Springs.
Yes.
It was a lot.
It was fun.
Many it was
weekends
fun.
Weekends to come. I love the bachelor pad, which,
yes.
Guys, I have my own room in.
Yes, she
I don't
does.
I know if Sheena wanted to give me my own room in her Palm Springs house, but I asked for it and just claimed it enough times that now it's stuck.
I like that. I'll maybe
Front
come
room
visit.
Has become Janet's
yep.
room. Come visit, guys.
All right. Well, we will be drinking and podcasting from Palm Springs next weekend with RVO. I can't wait for you guys to get to know my dad on another level because he's never on the show.
He's the star, baby.
He's so awesome. We're going to have so much fun.
RVO's the star. I also want to read the suicide prevention hotline.
Yes,
again,
please do.
If you're ever struggling and need help, it's never anything to be embarrassed about. Their number is 1-800-273-8255.
Thanks for listening, guys, and be nice, spread love, not hate. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Shenanigans. Download new episodes every Tuesday and subscribe on the Podcast One app at podcastone.com or at Apple Podcasts. And don't forget to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me, kiss me one more time. Get over here, boy, I'ma make you mine.
Yeah.
Do you want it?